They are such wonderful people. Very, very good people to their core. And I have a real strong faith dimension, and yet have done very well academically on the sports field, in other competitions, the Ethics Bowl, and all kinds of different things in theater and dance. So I couldn't be more proud of our students excelling in the classroom and excelling in extracurricular activities. I've tried to stress with them that they are not educated just for themselves. Yes, we do want them to get a job. We do want them to make a living and support family as time goes on. But they also know that they're charged with making the world a better place, that they continue to live the mission of Siena even when they leave here as alumni. I've been brought to tears a few times during different ceremonies surrounding graduation by the sincerity and the goodness of our people and what they share with others. The Kente service for our Black students has just been wonderful throughout the years and just culminated yesterday with a celebration of their culture and heritage, but also within a whole spiritual setting. And I was moved to tears a number of times. The baccalaureate mass this morning was just wonderful with participation by all of our students. And we commission them now to go out and make the world a better place through our living the mission at Siena. The rose and candle ceremony a couple weeks ago, where the students who are seniors give the underclassmen a candle to carry on the light of knowledge and the search for truth, which is part of our Dominican tradition. And also then the underclassmen give the seniors a rose of friendship, that those relationships to continue to grow and develop even though one may be leaving the university.